97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Did you ever advise President Joe Biden to pardon his son, Hunter Biden?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully declined to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Was President Joe Biden fit to exercise the duties of the president?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully declined to answer the question. I respectfully declined to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Yeah, Anthony Bernal, that would be Dr. Jill's right-hand person. Once again, taking the fifth there yesterday. James Comer, we talked a little bit about this afterwards, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. First, though, let's get to our guest, please.
Shannon is gone,
get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Great to have you back, Shannon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
We are doing just fine. Listening to Anthony Bernal make sure that we know that he is going to please enact his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
Yeah, and he's not the only one doing that, as you know.
Yeah, that all of them are. And I heard Comer talking about this yesterday. And where do you see this going?
Well, listen, this investigation has been going on for a long time. It's really just back in the headlines because there's new action on it. But this oversight committee over in the House has been trying to dig into these questions for a while. And of course, now the focus is on the auto pen. How much was it used? Did President Biden authorize each time that it was used? Did he know how it was being used? So yesterday you have Anthony Bernal, who was very, very close to the First Lady, very powerful within the White House, showing up and basically taking the fifth to every question that he got. So he's not going to be a source of information. There are others within the Biden inner circle, though, who have agreed to these transcribed interviews and some other, you know, unsworn testimony and those kinds of things. So we'll see if any of those bear any fruit.
I know you don't have a crystal ball.
I wish I did.
Don't you? I do, too.
Yes,
you
can't use that.
You can't look into this thing and say, you know, what if? But I'm just such a cynic these days after hearing all these investigations and nothing ever seems to come from them. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, I would love to see a couple of those maybe blanket pardons overturned. Our attorney general in Missouri, we had him on yesterday, Mr. Bailey, Andrew Bailey, said that he thinks indeed if the president was unaware of something and it was his responsibility, that could be taken to a court and potentially overturned.
Yeah, and it's going to require some testimony to that effect by these people who are being called before the House Oversight Committee. So do some of them give that information? Will there be holding them in contempt or trying to pursue other avenues to try to get that information? Because really only with the testimony of someone from that inner circle saying, oh, yeah, we were doing things he didn't know about. We were using the auto pen that he didn't authorize. And I can't imagine any of them being willing to say that. That's why you're hearing the fifth. Maybe it never happened. There was never a hint of that. But it's impossible to know without their testimony.
So that would be enough, though, just somebody coming forward and making that accusation or admitting that versus some sort of, I'm thinking physical evidence, like they're looking mm-hmm. at like phone records or email records, and they can also prove that Biden was out of town. And so there'd be no line of communication when mm-hmm. that pardon, for example, was signed.
I feel like the testimony would be crucial to getting this thing moving forward. I don't know that it would seal the deal in proving. As you said, there's got to be a lot of other evidence to bring this thing together. But it's just hard to imagine that somebody inside the Biden inner circle would admit that there was use of that pen without the president's knowledge, because you got to know that that would expose them to tremendous potential trouble for themselves as well.
Yeah, very true. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. We're lucky enough mm-hmm. to have Shannon Bream with us from Fox News Sunday. You know, I wanted to go back to last week in this decision by the Supreme Court regarding the president's ability to cut jobs. Now, I know it related directly to the Department of Education, ultimately, but this was not a surprise to me. Shouldn't a chief executive, shouldn't it just be assumed they have that authority?
Well, and the thing is, if you'll look at the language of the executive order that led to all of this litigation, it says those enforced reductions, job reductions, restructurings, as is in accordance with the applicable law. So it within the executive order itself said it will be lawful. We're not going to do things that we can't do under the law. So while there had been challenges to it, I mean, what the Supreme Court essentially found is, listen, this executive order said they're going to follow the law. The power of the executive branch is wide and it is broad. And they didn't see at this point that there was a reason to allow a lower court to step in and stop it. They haven't gotten also to the merits of what's going to happen, because as the Supreme Court also noted, this was prospective in nature. None of these actions had already started happening yet. So it's, you can't judge them on the merits if they haven't actually happened. You got to go by the text of this executive order, which says we'll comply with the law.
Yeah, that's true. I loved it. I mean, I'm not, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm kind of anxious to see that happen, to be honest with you. If you don't mind, I want to bring up just the president yesterday tried to deflect and say we should move on and concentrate on important things like the auto pen. But the Epstein thing is still floating out there. And I saw where Josh Hawley has now come out and said they should release what they can. The president's even suggested he would support Bondi releasing more. We just don't know what that looks like.
You're right. And you're right. I feel like there's been a little bit of a shift. Maybe we're reading too much into it, but kind of the posture of where the president is on this, because you do have a lot of very close allies and huge supporters of his saying, listen, I love this president. I voted for him multiple times. This is my guy, but I think they're managing this wrong at the White House. And so as much as the president would like it to go away and for people to move on, it was a big part of the campaign process, not necessarily from the president, although he did make some promises. And make some statements about these kinds of things. It was really his team around him that said a lot about exactly what we were going to see before they were part of the administration, talking about this, whether it's Dan Bongino on his radio show. And, you know, of course, there are reports he's very frustrated with how this has been overpromised and underdelivered. But you're hearing the president now saying, yeah, whatever is credible, I think that she's the attorney general. She has the power to release it. And let's see what there is.
Real quickly, Shannon, for some of these allegations that were made on Epstein Island, would there be a statute of limitations for that? Like, I know murder, there's not one. Right?
Yeah, that's a great question. And two, thinking about Epstein Island at this point, I'm trying to remember, was it part of U.S. territory or not?
I don't think so.
Because, gosh, so many different things would factor in about exactly where it was, who has jurisdiction. Hmm. But yeah, for most sex crimes, there is some type of statute of limitations. But of course, that varies by jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's a good point. Who you have lined up for this weekend?
That's a good question.
Okay.
We are working on it. I will let you know as soon as we can. There's somebody I'm really hoping that we're going to get from the White House that we're in conversation with. But we'll have you covered one way or the other.
Outstanding. Shannon, we'll be watching. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you
Sunday. All right. See you. Yep. And, of course, we air Fox News Sunday right here on 97.1 FM Talk at 4 o'clock on Sundays. Yeah, the whole timeline thing there, you got to look at that. They keep bringing it up, but the president is adamant about the fact that this all started back in the first Bush era, when they started looking into this, first the George W. Bush era, and then it moved into Obama, then Trump won, and then Biden. And through all of that, nobody has seen fit to release this information. So it's apparently stepping on a lot of toes in Washington, D.C.
Get more at 971talk.com.